Why does this international conference on food loss and food waste need to happen now?
Well, food loss and waste are high on the political agenda at the moment. It's receiving a lot of attention all over the world from both policymakers as well as institutions, the food systems industry, and consumers as well. And this conference that we are organizing is to assemble the private sector and civil society to come up with practical proposals to reduce food loss and waste.
How are the participants contributing to the event?
This event is inviting the private sector and civil society worldwide from all segments of the food systems as well as from all geographical regions. Their contribution is going to be providing us with much needed feedback on what do they think is their role and what is their strength, particular in reducing food loss or waste. And secondly, together with these partners, reach a kind of consensus where we agree on how to approach the issue of food loss and waste reduction in its various elements. In Nigeria, for instance, there are many activities going on to reduce food losses in cassava. And for a big part, everyone is reinventing the wheel again. And in this way, you waste a lot of resources, financial, human capacity resources, in order to do the same thing. If this can be coordinated well and all these partners who are interested in this work can sit together and agree on a similar approach, then they can, for instance, do the same work but in different states or regions of Nigeria, which is a very big country anyway, and have a more nationwide coverage, just as one example. Or they agree to cover different segments of the cassava supply chain in the country, from farmer production to agro-industry to marketing and export or so. And that is the type of collaboration which we as Safe Food Initiative want to establish.
What is the connection between food waste and the International Day of Human Rights?
One of the human rights, maybe one of the most important ones, is the right to food. And food loss and waste denies people that right to food because you produce a lot of food to be eaten and then that is not happening. The food is getting spoiled or just thrown away like that before somebody can eat it. And therefore, it is somehow denying people the right to food.
How much of an impact can Safe Food and food loss and food waste initiatives have in ending world hunger?
We know that about 1/3 of the food produced is not consumed or eaten. And we also know that by 2050, the total amount of food available should be 60% higher than it is now. Now, of course, we can increase food production by 60% by 2050. And this is a very expensive way, an inefficient way to increase food availability, because some simple mathematics can show you that if you halve the amount of food lost or wasted at the moment, from 30% to 15%, for instance, then the production increase only needs to be 32% in order to reach 60% more food available. And that is where the big gain and impact is. Because in a world where land and water is very scarce, it's very important to be very economic with these natural resources and the energy use.